So, tidings of comfort and joy, but for many this Christmas, there's not much comfort and there's not much joy. Now, Christmas 2020, we were home alone, shielding. Christmas 2021, don't kiss granny. And Christmas 2022, what have we got? We've got strikes and heating bills, cost of living, waiting lists, Ukraine, turkey shortages. And I read today that Brussels sprouts are actually going to be smaller this Christmas. Shall I go on? Anxious times. So perhaps it's more than interesting that in our readings, the same thing was said in three different ways. To Mary, the angel said, "Do not be afraid." To Joseph, the angel said, "Do not fear." To the shepherds, the angel said, "Fear not." So in a world stalked by fear, the message from heaven is don't be afraid. Why? The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." Someone has come who is the answer to all our fears. So who is this child? Well, he's the Christ. And Christ means king. But he's not just any king. For centuries, spurred on by promises from God, people shared a dream that one day a king would come to put everything right. And that king would be the Christ. Now, we've rather lost sight of kingship. We perhaps caught a glimpse of it when Her Majesty died and the nation grieved. But life goes on. This Christmas day will be the king's speech. But the Christ is the king to end all kings. He will carry the fate of the world on his shoulders. The Bible describes him, and these are extraordinary words, it says he is the breath of our nostrils. Our very lives are dependent upon this king. Our very lives are in his hands. The Christ, this world's rightful ruler, who will put this broken world back together again. The answer to all our fears. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." So this child is also the Lord. Now, as perhaps you know, Lord is a divine title. So this child is the ultimate reality. He's the real, the true, the living God. The fire that burns behind the universe. The Son of Mary is the Son of God. So he who had no beginning begins as a baby. He who breathed worlds into existence catches his first breath on that Bethlehem night. So when you look at Jesus, you see who God really is. Emmanuel, God with us. Well, the baby grew up. And as a man, Jesus did what only God could do. So when he and his disciples are crossing the Sea of Galilee by boat, and Jesus is asleep in the stern, and a great windstorm is whipped up, and the windstorm breaks upon the boat, and the waves are coming in, the boat is starting to sink, and the terrified disciples, they wake Jesus up and they say, "Master, Master, we're perishing." Panic, fear. Jesus simply rebukes the storm. His word is enough. In fact, he scolds the storm. He says, "Peace, be still." And there's a great calm. And the disciples' fear of drowning is overtaken by a different sort of fear, a wonder, an awe, and they say to one another, "Who is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him." And Jesus raises the dead. He says to a father of a 12-year-old daughter who has just died, he says to that father, "Do not fear." And then he takes the dead girl's hand and he says to her, "Little lamb, it's time to get up." And the one who was dead lives again, because not even death puts you beyond the sound of his voice or the grip of his hand. And we could go on. So many times in these eyewitness accounts, Jesus says, "Don't be afraid." The Lord Jesus, the answer to our fears. When God stepped into our world, he wrong-footed us all. He wasn't religious. He wasn't a stained glass window. He didn't go around saying, "Bless you." He stood with broken humanity in the muck of this world. The humble God, the God of wonders, the God of love, who comes to people in the storms of life, who meets with people beneath the shadow of death, and says to them, "Don't be afraid." He's the Lord, the answer to all our fears. And finally, this child is the Saviour. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." Now, why are we fearful? Well, says the Bible, it began when we walked out on God. It began when we chose a future alone, without God. When we thought that the things that God had made are more real, more substantial, more satisfying than the God who made them. When we treated God in ways that would break any relationship. That's when fear, says the Bible, entered the world. To be exiled from our Maker, to carry our guilt alone, to be aware of a day of reckoning, the sum of all our fears. But Jesus came to rescue us by doing for us what we could not do, to bring us back to God. Hence the words of the shepherds. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Jesus was born to save, which means he was born to die. And 33 years later, outside the walls of Jerusalem, he was nailed to a cross. And those things of which I am guilty, my greed and pride and selfishness and defiance, what the Bible calls my sins, they were hung around Jesus' neck. He took the blame. He took my sins away. He was plunged into the hell that I deserve, so that I can enjoy the calm of sins forgiven and the healing, reassuring sunshine of God's wonderful love. You'll perhaps know the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." To believe in Jesus, it means to trust him, to put me right with God, so that I don't perish. On the contrary, God opens a door to a new reality, a new relationship with God, a new heart that beats for him, a new purpose where blood, sweat, and tears count for something. A new direction. A new future never dreamed of. A new life that's secure in His love, that's unafraid of death. Because this new life is stronger than death, eternal life. A new me, unafraid to love and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour. That's who He is, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Now, all over the borough and beyond, I'm sure you've seen those speed monitors that have two faces. Yeah, there's a smiley face if you keep to 20 miles an hour and under, and then there's the miserable face if you exceed 20 miles an hour. And if you watch a line of passing traffic, it's just miserable face after miserable face after miserable face. Is that how we think of God? You know, God sets the rules, the moral equivalent of 20 miles an hour, and He's out to catch you. And each time you do 21 or 25 or 30 miles an hour, He's got a miserable face. So you might as well do 70. But the truth is, we're the ones with miserable faces. We're the ones with the worry lines. And so God, knowing the mess we're in, He comes to meet us. And in Jesus Christ, He shows a smiling face. A way back to God for all who come in their need to Jesus, so that we don't perish, but have eternal life. The Lord Jesus Christ, the answer to all our fears. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ, our Saviour, was born on Christmas Day. Tidings of comfort and joy. Now, Kew Gardens, Christmas at Kew, and again this year they've got the wishing tree. In fact, they've got two wishing trees. And what you do is you make a wish, you write it down, and you hang it on the tree. So what have people been wishing for in 2022? Well, protect our trees. I suppose after all, it's Kew Gardens. Somebody wished, please protect the earth forever. There was one, if you can write something in a very angry way, this was written in a very angry way, stop fossil fuels now. So I wrote, I wish happiness for all those I love. Quite a sad one, I wish to be healed. And somebody wrote, I wish for a Nintendo. I wish. What are you wishing for this Christmas? Against the backdrop of fear, people wish for good news. But they're only wishes. And who's going to answer them? But the Christmas story really is good news. And it's for everyone. Everyone. Even you. The good news came to those shepherds on that Bethlehem night. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And that same good news has come to you this night.